Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Mike McCormick?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. My name is Valerie. I'm the admissions representative from Family First. I will help you to set up the HHA app in your cell phone, okay?
Yes.
Okay, after you completed 1 or 2 weeks doing clock-in and clock-out well, you will be assigned to a coordinator, okay? The case will be assigned to a coordinator. So could you please confirm if you have iPhone or Android?
I'm Android.
Android, okay. I'm going to send to you the link so you can download the HHA app in your Android.
Wait. So a lady text me last week, or emailed me last week. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be, is the app HCM to go?
No, the HCM to go, it's for you review the pay stubs.
Oh, okay. So that's what we're on. All right.
Yep. The app to clock in and clock out, it's HHA Exchange.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send to you the links. Do you want me to send to you by email or text message?
You can send either one will work.
Okay, I'm going to email you the links. Once you fill it out with your email, you create a password and you fill it out the information required. The app will show you a code, 7-digit code. You should give me that code, okay? So with that number, I'm going to add your name in the agency, in the app, so you can clock in and clock out. I was advised that you are already working, so for today, you should fill it out a timesheet. I'm going to send to you also the timesheet. You will be able to fill it out once you finish working today, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you another question?
Sure, go
Just
ahead.
Just in case the app doesn't work, I need to know what's another option. Do I have a call-in number that I can call in?
Yes, you can use the landline. Does Eric have a landline? Do you know?
I don't know. But I just want to know other options. Like, just in case we're out, like he has appointments or something, mm-hmm. you know, I can't clock in by the app because that's GPS I have.
Correct. The GPS will be
so
out
like
of
say
range.
We have so if you have appointments, like do I have a call in number?
Okay, in that case, you should notify in this case to me or the coordinator. You should notify that you will be in appointment, and we can adjust the schedule. We can adjust the schedule, or we can request a timesheet. Okay, there's two options.
Okay.
Yeah, you should notify so we can, if we can adjust the schedule, we will do, okay? So you don't have to
do well, I won't ever adjust the schedule because from 1 to 11, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you cannot clock or you're doing GPS out of range, we can request a timesheet, okay?
Okay. All right, did you send me a link already?
No, yet. We'll be in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be 2 emails, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this is my phone number. You can text me or call me when you need it.
I think they gave me your number. I think I left you a voicemail.
Oh.
Because you were supposed to call me. It told me you were supposed to call me around 9 o'clock.
Okay, yeah. That is correct. I started calling my caregivers at my around.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, Mikey. Thank you so much for taking my call. You have a good day.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, anything else I can help you with?
Did you send the link already?
No yet. We'll be in a couple minutes.
Okay. No, I'm going to make sure I do everything with you while you're on the phone so it'll go through.
Okay, let me try with the first one with the timesheet links. Timesheet require. Good afternoon. Today it's the 25th. Okay. I just sent you the first one. Could you please let me know if you have it?
You sent to my email?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
The first one, yep.
Westchester County, right?
Correct. And
okay.
The next one is for HHA instructions for your Android. Let me go to the link. iOS. Hi. Download the app. I just sent the other one.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if it's going through.
Okay.
Okay, there it is. All right. Okay, so I already have this app for another agency too. So how do I link that to that one?
Oh, yes, we can do it. I just need, in this case, the mobile ID number. I think that is, like, under your name when you open your profile. It's 7-digit code. The name is mobile ID.
You said ID code? From where?
Mobile ID. When you open the app, I think it's under your name.
Okay, hold on.
Try to look for a 7-digit code.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
You said look for a 7-digit code. Sign in your register information. Open. Yeah, I don't see where it says a 7-digit code because my first agency comes up. Or do I put please select your agency?
The what?
Huh?
The what?
I say when I go into my app, mm-hmm. my first agency comes up.
Okay, are you able to where in the part that you edit your information, are you able to see a 7-digit code on it?
No, it's not giving me a 7-digit code because when I click on it and it's open, it comes up my first agency that I'm at. So, because I'm on the same thing as that agency in exchange. So how do I connect you guys?
Yeah, I need the mobile ID. The app provides you the first time that you set up the app with the other agency. The app provide you that mobile ID number.
You mean like the code I have? Clock in?
7-digit code.
The code I have to clock in?
But it's 7 numbers, 7 digits.
Wait, hold on. I'm not understanding because, hold on. No, that's 6 digits for my code. That's 6 digits. Okay, hold on. Sign in and register. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have to register because it's already registered. Yeah, and it's not giving me a code. It says log in. I'm logging in. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to link you guys to that. It's not giving me a 7-digit code.
In any part?
Hmm? Okay, hold on, let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Please select, I'm missing your says, please select an agency or something. Oh, okay, the mobile ID?
Mobile ID, yeah.
Okay, it's 12801 28.
So it's 128 01 28.
Yes.
One click, yeah, that's.
Was
correct.
That
it? Yes, that was
okay.
That is the mobile ID that I need, and now I'm going to link your name in the agency so you can see the patient's name. Give me 1 second. Your last name. Okay, here you are. Okay, now please you can log out and log in so you will see the patient's name.
Okay,
and,
hold on.
And the schedule.
So go to my exchange and I see it?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
You can log in, okay.
Passion Care?
Correct.
That's it. Okay. Okay. Let me see. It's not supposed to be 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's the schedule that I have, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., right?
Okay. It's not supposed to be 11. It's supposed to be 1 to 11, not 11 a.m.
Not 11 a.m.? Let me see.
No, we both said 1 to 11.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah. 1 p.m. to 11 p.m.
So that's, let me see, 1 p.m. That's 10 hours. Let me, 10. Okay. Okay, let me check something with HR department, you know, with the person that was with you during the process when you would hire. But if they say yes, I can update it, okay? If you
don't see
the day the hours from 1 to 11, don't worry. It takes 24 hours to change the schedule, okay? Tomorrow
okay, so
you will be able to see the correct one.
Okay, so today you just want me to do the timesheet?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. I do the timesheet.
From 1 to 11.
Do that today, yes.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay, Mike. You're so welcome. Thank you to you for your time. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.